This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Last fall, I went to the Biennial Design Conference of AIGA, which is the National Association for Graphic Designers. And I love design and designers, but the most interesting and inspiring person I met at the conference was a biologist, a woman named Janine Benyus. She is on a mission to improve the way the world works, to make it more ingenious and elegant and sustainable by, well, ripping off nature's brilliance. She calls it biomimicry. Studio 360's Sarah Lilly went to find out exactly what she means.
Janine Benyus has been the prophet of biomimicry for years. She first wrote a book about it over a decade ago when nobody had heard of it.
Mostly I was talking about research that was going on in the lab. I was talking about people who were studying leaves to come up with a new kind of solar cell, or studying the way spiders make their silk in water and without toxins and without heat. And to my surprise, companies started to call and say, listen, this is amazing. We're inventing every day, and we would love to do bio-inspired design, but we don't know any biologists. Could you send some over?
Benyus did send some over. She founded the Biomimicry Guild in 1998. It's a group of consulting biologists whose commercial and industrial clients have included some pretty big fish. There's Nike, General Electric, Kraft, Herman Miller.
An example would be that we would go into, say, a company that makes batteries. And obviously they're trying to get rid of lead and mercury and other, you know, heavy metals that are in batteries.
So the Guild will use their extensive networking and database to do a search.
And we'd find that there's an electric eel in the Amazon that generates 600 volts instantly. And then the engineers look at that and say, oh my gosh, you know, could we make a battery that works on, you know, the body's chemicals? We actually then, at that point, get the biologist who has been studying the electric eel for his entire life, and you bring those in and sit right next to the engineer.
Actually, right now there is a team at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, and they're studying how to create biobatteries for small implantable devices, like artificial retinas. That's something you wouldn't want to keep replacing batteries for. And it's exactly the kind of solution Benyus applauds, one that follows what she calls best practices, meaning those natural principles that have prevailed for billions of years of life.
Like life runs not on ancient fossil fuels, but on current sunlight, or life does chemistry in water. So a company that I'm really watching these days is called Biosignal. The guy's name's Peter Steinberg.
I understand from Janine Benyus that you're pretty fond of seaweed.
I'm worried about how she might have put that.
And I just want to know, what's so great about seaweed?
They're an example of a more general problem that marine organisms face. Mm-hmm. And that is that these things essentially live in a soup of bacteria.
Bacteria are talking to each other all the time. And a few land on a surface, and they say, come on down to the other ones, okay, in the air, in the water. And then when they get a quorum, they form a biofilm. And that's when they turn on their toxins.
So seaweeds have evolved defenses against bacterial colonization. The seaweed in Botany Bay turns out to produce a small chemical that specifically interferes with bacterial cell-to-cell communication. And it just shuts down all those processes that bacteria do that infect the seaweeds.
So seaweed just jams the bacteria's chatter. Think of it like removing cell phones from marauding teenagers so they can't hook up and wreck stuff. Also, the seaweed doesn't kill the bacteria with antibiotics, which bacteria can resist over time. Now Biosignal has designed a chemical that's similar to the seaweed's defense, and they're developing new products with that chemical. One possible application is in oil and gas pipelines. Microbes can erode the pipes, even causing ruptures, believe it or not. Steinberg also has ideas for products in human health and cosmetics, from drugs that fight respiratory infections to, well, oral hygiene issues.
You know, your mouth turns out to be one of the places where the noise level amongst bacteria is really high. There's a lot of chattering going on in your mouth, even when you're not talking.
Oh, thanks for that.
All right.
In all of this, What Janine Benyus sees is a way for us to readdress some of our own behaviors and make some startling choices. We can evolve without morphing our DNA, but by simply borrowing successful adaptations from other species.
I see us as a very young species, and eventually natural selection will judge the rightness of our innovations. The thing that's different about us is that we can choose to learn from the masters.
Benyus's first masters were in her childhood backyard in suburban New Jersey.
To me, it was wilderness. And you know, what it actually was phase two of the subdivision that hadn't been built out yet. You know, so for a few blessed years, you know, I'd get to know every rabbit family and watch the cocoons of the butterflies. And, you know, it was this ongoing, absolutely fascinating sort of watership down world.
And it taught her early on how to quiet her mind and just listen.
It's really interesting. I look at the scientific method, and it's quite different than the method that biomimics use. In the scientific method, you go to your observation with a hypothesis, and then people try to find the exception to the rule. In biomimicry, you're training yourself to observe and to pull out the universal. You're sitting and observing in a way that says, teach me.
For Studio 360, I'm Sarah Lilly.